Good morning, everybody. Oh, hello.
各位弟兄姊妹，早晨。
As Benny said, it's been a while since I've been able to worship with you.
就好似啱啱所講，我有一段時間冇同大家一齊喺度崇拜。
So it's always a wonderful opportunity and chance to be able to be here.
所以我真係好感恩，每一次都有呢個機會，每次我有機會喺呢度同大家一齊分享。
Yeah, and I guess as you guys may know, the biggest difference is last time I was here preaching, I was single, but now I'm married.
咁啊，大家都好知道，即係今次同上次我同大家分享嘅時候有咩最大嘅分別？上次我同大家講到嘅時候，我仲係單身嘅。今日咧，我已經係人哋嘅老公啦。
So we'll see if my wife here has any more pressure for me to preach well.
所以咧，今日我太太坐喺下邊睇住我嘅時候，其實我有一個好大嘅壓力，我一定要講得好好先得。
As we read earlier this morning, our passage comes from Romans chapter 1, verses 13 to 17.
来，我们今天的正道经文是在罗马书的一章十三到十七节。
And we see that the gospel is central to the Christian life.
但是看得到福音是我们基督徒生命的中心。
For many of us who have been in the church a long time, this is something that we know well.
我们大部分在教会有一段时间的人其实都很明白这一点的。
It not only saves us, but it teaches us on everything, on how to live our lives.
福音不只是拯救了我们，同时它也教了我们怎样去活出我们的新生命。
And as good Christians, we also understand that we're called to share the gospel.
我们都知道，作为一位好的基督徒，其实我们是被人呼召出去要传福音的。
But have you ever found that this was difficult to do?
但你有没有发觉这件事其实很难做？
After all, the world is very clear that they do not want to hear anything that we have to say.
即係始終呢一個世界其實已經擺到明，佢唔想聽我哋想要講嘅嘢。
They might say, "Why should you concern yourself with preaching the gospel to the world? Religion is personal."
佢哋可能會話：你做乜咁緊張要同我要去傳呢個福音咧？宗教係一個好個人嘅事嚟嘅。
You, me.Don't impose your faith onto me.
你可以繼續做你自己，但你要留，你由得我做翻我自己。你唔好將你嘅信仰強加於我身上。
And yet, sharing the gospel is something that we cannot ignore.
但係即使係咁都好啦，我哋係唔能夠忽略傳福音呢件事。
And so this morning, my hope is that we can be reminded of why it is so important to share the gospel with those around us.
所以在这个早上，我很希望再一次提醒大家，为什么我们这么紧要要向我们身边的人去传福音。
So I have three points for us this morning.
那今早我是想跟大家分享三点的。
Number one, we have a duty to preach the gospel.
第一点，我们是有责任去传福音。
Number two, sharing the gospel is often scary.
第二点，传福音是一件很得人惊的事。
And number three, but we should not be ashamed of the gospel.
第三點，我哋唔應該以福音為恥。
So point one, we have a duty to preach the gospel.
好，第一點，我哋其實有責任去傳福音嘅。
Well, you know, the clearest reason that we know we have a duty to preach the gospel is because Jesus commanded us to do so.
點解我哋知道我哋有責任去傳福音啊？因為耶穌講到明啊，呢個係佢要我哋去做嘅事。
In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, we know this passage well. It says, Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
在马太福音第28章18到20节，他是这样讲的。耶稣进前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民作我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Or we can see in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem.In all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
再唔係我哋睇一睇翻《使徒行傳》一章八節係點樣講？但聖靈降臨在你們身上，你們就必得著能力，並要在耶路撒冷、猶太全地和撒瑪利亞，直到地極，作我的見證。
And that should be motivation enough for us to proclaim the gospel.
这个应该是一个很足够的理由，很足够的动力， 要推动我们去传福音的了。
Right, the authority and the commands of Jesus should be enough reason.
正是耶稣基督他的权柄，已经他的吩咐，已经是一个绝对足够的原因。
But sometimes we as people, we might need a little bit more help.
但有阵时呢，即系作为人啊，我哋需要人哋再推动我哋一下。
We can often see this between a relationship with a parent and a child.
我哋经常都会喺父母同子女之间嘅关系当中咧，睇到呢一个情况嘅。
Right, a mom might tell her child to do the chores, and we would think her authority would be enough.
即系有个阿妈可能叫个细路仔去做家务啦，我哋好明白啦，阿妈叫你做乜，你咪做乜咯。
Why do I have to wash the dishes? Because I said so.
点解我要洗碗啫？因为我话咯。
But sometimes it might help if the child, if there were other reasons to understand why we should wash the dishes.
但其实有阵时，如果我哋可以解释一下俾个细路仔听点解要咁样做嘅话，佢可能会明白点解要咁做。
For instance, dishes need to be washed, otherwise we would have no clean plates to eat from.
譬如话，你可以同佢讲，嗱，我哋要洗干净啲碗碟噶嘛，如果唔系，我哋边有干净碗碟用啊？
Or if we don't wash our dishes, eventually cockroaches will appear.
再唔系，你可以同佢讲，嗱，如果我哋唔洗干净啲碗碟咧，曱甴就会嚟噶啦。
Right, just as a child should obey the authority of his parents, all the more reason for us to obey and trust the authority of Christ.
就好似一个细路仔，佢哋要服从佢哋嘅父母，咁我哋作为基督徒，唔系应该更加要去服从耶稣基督咩？
But sometimes in our shortcomings, it's helpful to hear other reasons as to why that might be good.
但有阵时咧，因为我哋作为人，我哋有缺点啊，我哋好需要人哋解释佢俾我哋听，点解我哋要咁样做，点解咁样系好嘅。
And so we see in this passage that Paul gives us just one more example and reason why we have a duty to share the gospel.
而喺呢一段嘅经文入边咧，我哋睇到保罗，佢俾咗一个例子同埋俾咗个原因，话俾我哋听，点解我哋有责任要去传福音。
One of the things I find so fascinating in verse 14 is where Paul makes the statement that he is under obligation to the Greeks, to the barbarians, the wise and the foolish.
嗱喺第十四节英文版本咧，佢将欠债系翻译成有义务嘅。嗱呢一点非常之有趣。保罗佢系话佢对希利尼人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人都系有呢个义务啊。
In verse 13, we see his intention to go to Rome and to share the gospel. In verse 15, we see his eagerness.
嗱，我哋其喺第十三节嗰度，我哋见到保罗佢打算去罗马嗰度传福音嘅。而喺十五节，我哋睇到佢系好迫切地想要去做呢件事。But
in verse 14, we see it says that he's obligated to go. What does it mean to be under obligation?
嗱，但喺第十四节嗰度，英文版本就话佢系有义务要去咁样做。点解无啦啦佢会有呢个义务啊？
We can see that the idea of being under obligation can also be translated as to being in debt.
嗱，其实有义务，我哋和合本当中咧系翻译成系欠债。
There are many kinds of debt, and over the past few months, I've learned more and more about what it means to be in debt.
嗱，其实呢个世界上边咧有好多种唔同嘅债务嘅。啊，啱啱过往嗰几个月入边咧，我就开始越嚟越了解欠债到底系咩一回事。
So recently, my wife Rachel and I, we bought a house.
最近我同我太太 Rachel 咧买咗间屋。Of
course, we couldn't afford the whole house by ourselves, so we had to get a mortgage.
咁当然啦，我哋冇办法现款咁样去买咗间屋佢，咁我哋就要去做按揭。And
so while we can say that we are homeowners, we're still in debt.
即系所以当我哋同人哋讲，喂，我哋系屋主嚟噶，但系其实我哋仲争紧人钱。
And the debt will continue to exist until it's actually paid off.
而呢一个债务咧，会一路喺我哋身上，直到我哋还清呢笔债为止。
Hopefully through wise planning, we'll be able to pay it off in 30 years.
咁咪希望我哋个计划计划得真系比较有智慧，可以喺嚟紧呢30年入边可以还清呢一个债务。
But there are some times where it's impossible to pay off a debt.
但系咧，有一啲嘅债务，我哋系冇办法去还清嘅。
Immediately, I think of the parable of Matthew 18 about the unforgiving servant.
第一时间我就谂起马太福音18章入边讲到嘅一个比喻，系关于一个好无情嘅仆人。
He owed so much money that he could never pay back his master.
嗱，佢欠佢嘅主人好大笔债，佢呢一世都冇能力去偿还嘅。
It was only when the master forgave him of his debt that he was cleared.
完全是因为他的主人愿意去免除他这个债务，这个仆人才不需要再背着这个债项。
Or maybe the cost is just too great.
有时候或者人家的付出实在太大了。
For instance, we hear stories of people who are on waiting lists in need of a heart transplant, otherwise they might die.
打个比喻，我们经常都听到有些人他们说排着队等着心脏移植，如果他们没人捐个心脏给他们的话，他们会死的。
And if they do receive these incredibly rare gifts, there is nothing that they can do to pay back somebody for that gift.
而当他们收到这些这么珍贵、这么罕有的礼物的时候，他们是没有办法可以付出相应的报酬或者是补偿。
Or the greatest of these things that we know is the gift of salvation.
而这一类的债务当中最大最大的礼物就是我们的救恩。
The gospel is the gift that God has given to us which we can never pay back.
福音就是神赐给我们一份最伟大的礼物，而我们这一世都永远没办法可以补偿这一份礼物。
That's the point of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God.
而这一点也是以弗所书二章八节的重点。以弗所书二章八节他这样说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
How could we ever pay God back for something as impossibly hard to achieve as salvation from our sins?
我们到底怎样才可以报答神对我们的拯救，而这个拯救基本上我们是没有办法可以自己去达成的。
When you receive grace from God, you don't become a debtor to God.
当你接受神的恩典的时候，你不是说变相做了神的债仔的。
Because grace cannot and must not be paid back.As a debt.
因为恩典它不是可以当被人看成一个要偿还的债务。
Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace.
如果不是的话，恩典还怎可以当是恩典啊？
If I give you a free gift and you try to pay me for it, you turn it into a merited purchase, not a free gift.
如果我送了一份免费的礼物给你，但是转过头你说要给我钱，那就变成一种买卖，那已经不再是一份免费的礼物了。
So if you notice here, Paul does not say he is under obligation or debt to God for salvation.
所以你们要留意，在这里，保罗他并不是说他有这个义务，因为他亏欠了神，或者是神的拯救。
He knows that he should not try to earn his salvation, and even if he tried, he could never pay back God.
他知道他不应该说用自己的能力去赚取自己的得救，而且他也知道就算他自己去试，他都没有办法可以报答神。
What does he say? He says he's under obligation to the Greeks, to the barbarians, to the wise and the foolish.
咁保罗佢到底系点样讲嘅咧？佢话佢系对希利尼人、花外人、聪明人、愚拙人有责任。
He's in debt to them.
佢欠佢哋嘅债啊。
Right, grace does not make you a debtor to God, but it makes you a debtor to all those who need grace just as much as you.
恩典佢唔会话令到你成为神嘅债仔，但系佢令到你成为其他同你一样需要救恩嘅人嘅债仔。
And what he owes them is the gospel of grace.
因为佢欠咗呢一班人神嘅福音。
In one sense, this is the specific calling of Paul.
换句话嚟讲，这个是对保罗一个好特别嘅呼召嚟嘅。
After all, sometimes we call him the apostle of the Gentiles. You know, on the road of Damascus, that's what Jesus specifically gives him the responsibility for.
话晒尾，即系好多人咧都会叫保罗系外邦人嘅门徒，因为佢系喺去大马士革嘅路上边，耶稣俾咗一个非常之特别嘅任务俾佢，要将福音带去外邦人嘅地方。
But at the same time, all of us have the same obligation to share the gospel.
但系同样地，其实我哋每一个人都有同样嘅责任去分享呢一份福音。
Why is that?
点解啊
？The answer is when you hear the good news about how to escape from a common misery and in this case, the misery of eternal damnation, you become a debtor to tell the good news of others so they can also escape that misery too.
答案就是当你听到一个好消息，知道可以怎样可以逃离一个没办法逃离的苦难，在这个情况，这个苦难讲的是永远的沉沦，这样你就背负着一个责任，你要将这个好消息分享给其他人，以至于他们都能够逃离这个苦难。
You owe it to them.
你欠咗佢哋噶。
Why? Because if you withhold the great good news of grace from others, as if you were qualified for it, and they were not, then you show that you've never really understood grace at all.
点解啊？因为如果你收收埋埋恩典呢一个好消息，就好似你觉得啊，我就配得呢个恩典嘅，但你唔配、哦。你咁样做就表现出其实你唔明白恩典嘅真正意义啊。
When you hold the good news of grace from others, you are saying that I deserve to be saved, but you do not.
当你收收埋埋呢一个好消息嘅时候，你就等于话俾人听，嗱，我就配得拯救嘅，喂，你唔配得拯救、哦。
Or at the very least, I care so little about you that I do not care if you are saved.
即系再唔系，其实另一个啊，好似就喺度讲紧，嗱，其实我根本就唔系咁关心你嘅啫，我懒得理你会唔会得救啊。
And that's why Paul can say in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel."
嗱，所以就因为咁样，保罗。他在哥林多前书九章十六节，他是这样讲的：我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。
And the question I might ask us today is, do you feel the same weight of obligation to share the gospel like Paul?
所以今天我很想问你们一个问题：你们有没有好像保罗这样，感觉到有一份要分享中福音的重担？
Do you hold evangelism to be something that is optional or a task of the greatest importance?
你到底觉得传福音是一件可做可不做的事啊，定是一个非常之重要的任务？
You see, the obligation that I have to pay my mortgage, it's not optional.
即是就好像我现在我还紧我间屋的贷款，我这个还债不是由得我拣的。
If I view this responsibility to be trivial and I fail to be a good steward of my finances, then the ultimate consequence is that I eventually lose my house.
即如果我当这个债务看得它很轻盈的话，跟着我又没有好好去管理一下我自己的财政，那最终的结果是怎样？我会失去这间屋。
But how often do we think about the consequences when we fail to share the gospel?
但是我们有几可去想，如果我们不传福音有什么后果？
How often do we reflect on the souls and the salvation of those who have not yet trusted in Jesus Christ?
我们有几可会思考一下其他未信主的人他们的灵魂和他们的救赎。
As Christians, we know that these spiritual obligations are far more important than anything else in this world.
而作为基督徒，其实我们很明白，这个属灵的责任是远远重要过这个世界上任何的事。
But can I say that often it seems that we view our financial obligations more seriously than our spiritual obligations.
但是，即我可唔可以咁样讲，就系我哋好多时候，我哋会着重我哋嘅财政嘅债务多过我哋嘅属灵嘅责任啊。
I think most of us would take our finances here very seriously.
即我相信呢度大部分嘅人都会好着紧我哋嘅财政状况噶。
We want to pay off our debts, we want to invest well, and we want to set ourselves up for financial security.
我哋好想咧，即系尽快还清我哋有嘅债务啦。我哋好想我哋嘅投资系得力，我哋好想实现到呢个财政自由啊。
And of course, it's important to stay on top of these things and to be a good steward of the financial resources that God has given to us.
咁当然啦，我哋其实要成为一个财政嘅好管家，因为呢啲嘅财富都系神所赐俾我哋嘅。
But how often do we treat the sharing of God's word with the same seriousness?
但是我们有几可对分享神的话语是付出同样的心机。
Because sometimes I think it's easy for us to view it more like an optional exercise.
即我觉得我们很容易就会当作这件事是一件可做可不做的事。
It will be easy for us to say that we will take the next opportunity to evangelize, or that sharing the gospel sometimes is too difficult and we won't try, or that we simply don't want to inconvenience another person.
我哋咧好轻易就会话，哎，下次有机会嘅话咧，我一定会去传福音嘅。又或者我哋就会话，哎呀，传福音啊，真系有阵时真系好难咧。咁跟住我哋咪就唔会再去试噶咯。又或者有阵时我哋就会觉得，哎呀，我唔系好想得罪人啊。
And in our hearts, we know it is good to proclaim the news of Jesus Christ, but we do not have that same sense of urgency.
其实我哋个心入边，我哋都好知道，传扬耶稣嘅福音系一件好事嚟嘅。但是我们欠缺了一个迫切的心。
Sometimes it is hard to have the same passion as Paul when he says that he is eager to preach the gospel.
即有阵时我们很难可以好像保罗那么有心，因为说我们有一个很迫切的心，我们要去传福音。
But my brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, not to God, but to all those around us who have not yet believed.
但是弟兄姊妹啊, 我们有一个责任的, 我们不是对神有责任, 我们是对我们身边众未曾信的人有责任。
For if we've experienced God's grace and received salvation, how could we not eagerly, passionately, and intentionally share it with the world?
因为我们已经经历了神的恩典, 我们已经得到了救恩了, 我们怎能够不积极地去分享这个救恩去给这个世界?
We have a duty to preach the gospel.
我们有责任去传福音。
And yet, as Christians, we also understand that this can be a daunting task.
当然,我们作为基督徒, 其实我们很明白,这件是一件吃力不讨好的差事。
We know that we have a duty, but as we see in point two, that sharing the gospel is often scary.
其实我们很明白我们有这个责任, 但我们看一看在第二点他都说了, 我们知道传福音是一件很令人惊的事。
In 1991, there was a group of prominent rappers that decided to start their own record company.
在1991年的时候呢, 有一对很出名的说唱歌手, 他们决定去成立自己的唱片公司。
Of course, we know that rappers don't always have the best reputation for some of the things that they represent, and these guys were no different.
当然我们明白很多那些说唱歌手给我们的印象都不是很好的，他们代表的东西都是奇奇怪怪的，而这一帮人也都是一样。
They wanted to make a statement, and so their logo was pretty dramatic.
这一帮人他们就想做出一个出位的宣言，所以他们的标志都设计得非常出位。
It was a man with a hood over his head sitting in an electric chair.
他们的标志就是一个男人，坐在一张电椅上。
And the name of this company was called Death Row Records.
而这间唱片公司的名字就叫做死囚唱片公司。
Why is this so shocking?
为什么这个会这么令人震惊啊?
Perhaps some of you guys are sitting here this morning thinking, what a terrible image to have.
可能有些坐在这里的人的脑子里已经想起这个画像，都会觉得为什么会这么令人惊的呢?
This is shocking because we know that today the electric chair is synonymous with an execution.
这个标志这么令人震惊，是因为我们知道电椅在我们今时今日是代表着行刑。
Imagine if we wore electric chairs around our necks. I think many people would do a double take or think that would be offensive or inappropriate.
即是想象一下，我们如果一条颈那里挂着个电椅咁嘅链嘴，我相信咧，周围好多人都会望到我哋两下，甚至有啲人会觉得我哋好冒犯性。
But isn't that what the cross represents?
但你呢个咪就系十字架所代表嘅嘢咯。
Today we wear crosses around our necks and proudly display it in our homes.
即系如果我哋今时今日，我哋咧就会好中意就挂一个十字架喺个心口嗰度，喺屋企边咧，哇，好开心咁周围俾人睇嘅。
And a person who is not familiar with Christianity might not understand the significance behind the cross.
但系对于一个唔认识基督嘅人嚟讲，佢望住呢个十字架，佢唔明白呢个十字架所代表嘅嘢。
But we know that the cross is like the electric chair, for it symbolizes an execution, the execution of Jesus Christ.
但是我们都知道十字架其实就好像那张电椅一样的，它是代表着行刑，它是代表着耶稣基督的行刑。
And you see, it was not just execution, but at the time, death at the cross was considered not just the most painful way to die, but also the most shameful way to die.
而这个还不是一般的行刑，在当时被钉十字架，不单是一种最痛苦的死法，而且是最侮辱的一种死法。So,
during that time, the cross often was synonymous with the idea of shame.
所以在那个时候，这个十字架其实是等同于耻辱的标记。Not
only that, we see that during the time that this letter was written, that Christianity was starting to become well known among some circles.
即是你要知道，在保罗他写这封书信的时候，其实我们已经开始见到基督教在某一些圈子里面是越来越出名的。The
early church was starting to be established, and yes, more and more people were starting to convert to Christianity.
在早期教会的开始成立，而且是有越来越多的人愿意去改信基督教。
But Christianity had hardly reached the acceptance and the embrace of the world at large.
但是基督教仍然是很难被大部分的世人去接纳。
There was no concept of religious freedom to worship Jesus that we can do here today.
在当年他们并没有宗教自由，好像我们今天这样，我们能够自由地去敬拜耶和华。
It was not popular or cool to be a Christian.
做一个基督徒在当时并不是一件很有型的事，也不会令到你特别受欢迎。
In fact, many of the people who accepted Christ were considered to be the lowest of people, the poor, the sinner, the outcast.
而事实上，很多接受耶稣基督的人都会被人哋觉得佢系社会上嘅低层人士，佢哋系穷人嚟嘅，佢哋系罪人嚟嘅，佢系被人踢出村嘅人嚟嘅。
And we actually see as more came to faith, greater persecution awaited for them as well.
而我哋都见到，当越嚟越多人去接受耶稣嘅时候，佢哋所要面对越嚟越大嘅审判。
Right. Today we can look back over the past 2,000 years and we see a rich and beautiful history of Christianity. There are many great seasons of God's people being faithful to the gospel and desiring to evangelize. But we also see very much hardship and persecution. And that's still something that we see often today. And perhaps that's one of the largest reasons why it might be hard for us to share the gospel. That even though I believe in it, that I follow Jesus, sometimes I might still be ashamed of the gospel.
可能其中一个最大的原因，点解我哋要去传福音会咁难？就系即使我哋自己信咗，亦都跟随咗耶稣，但系有阵时我哋系以福音为耻。
We might not face the same type of persecution here in the United States, but there's still a lot of opposition.
喺美国，我哋要传福音嘅时候，我哋系可能都唔会受到呢一类型嘅迫害，但系我哋仍然要面对好多反对嘅声音。
If you don't believe me, you just have to go online and see what social media has to say.
即如果你哋系唔信嘅话咧，你哋可以试下上去啲社交媒体睇下佢哋点样讲基督教。
Right, to the world, the gospel is offensive.
对于这个世界来说，福音很有冒犯性的。
Right, the world hates us if we dare hold a view that homosexuality is a sin, or that because we value the sanctity of life, we might oppose things like abortion.
如果我哋系好坚持，咁我哋去认为同性恋系罪，或者我哋认为生命系神圣嘅，所以我哋反对堕胎。如果你咁样做嘅话，这个世界咧就好憎我哋。Or
the gospel tells the world that they are not the God of their own lives, that they are not the most important character of their own life story.
因为而家福音系话紧俾呢啲人听，你哋并唔系自己生命中嘅神，佢哋并唔系佢哋人生中最重要嘅嘢。
Right, the gospel tells us that we are sinners and we are condemned. And it shows us the sobering reality of judgment in hell for those who live in unrighteousness.
福音还告诉我们，我们全部都是罪人，而且我们都抵死。而且还告诉我们，这帮活在不公义的人，将来会受到审判，而等待我们的是地狱。
It tells us that there is a limit to our power and our ability, for we cannot save ourselves.
而且福音还告诉我们，我们能力有限，我们不能够拯救我们自己。
It tells us that we must deny ourselves, that we must decrease so God may increase.
福音还告诉我们，我们要否定自己，我们要降低自己去将神抬高。
And to the people who want to be the rulers over their own lives, those who want to glorify and worship themselves and to meet their own needs,
有些人他们希望是做自己生命的主宰，他们很崇拜自己，他们很希望可以靠自己的能力去满足自己的需要。
To those who cannot accept God's standards of holiness and justice, that His standards of holiness and justice is different and better than theirs, the gospel is offensive.
佢哋唔能够接受我哋话俾佢听，神嘅神圣同公义同佢哋心目中嘅目标原来系唔一样，而且比佢哋更加好。你系话紧俾佢哋听，神比佢哋更加好，所以佢哋觉得福音系冒犯咗佢哋。
And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be offensive to my family or to my friends or to my coworkers.
我唔知你哋点样啦。但我咧就唔系好想冒犯我嘅屋企人，我啲朋友啊，或者系我嘅同事。
I don't want to hurt their feelings or for them to look at me differently and to be judged and to be reviled by them.
我就唔希望伤害到佢哋嘅感受，我唔希望佢哋用一种好奇异嘅眼光去望我，即系我唔希望接受到佢哋嘅批判。
I don't want them to think that I'm bigoted or judgmental or intolerant or unloving.
即我不希望他们觉得我在这里是一个很喜欢批判人的人，或者是我们不愿意接受其他人的人，或者我不爱其他人。
And so often it is scary to share the gospel and to be bold in the convictions that I hold.
所以有很多时候我们要传福音真的很多人怕，我们真的不够胆去站出来的。
Because I want to be loved by the world.
因为我很想这个世界爱我。
But often the world views the gospel as shame and not of pride.
很多时候我们见到福音，我们觉得见到耻辱，我们不是觉得荣耀。
And so the words that Jesus spoke 2,000 years ago ring very much truth today.
所以耶稣基督在2,000多年前所讲的说话，在今时今日仍然是对用的。
In John chapter 15, verse 18 and 19, Jesus says, If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you are of the world will love you as its own, but because you are not of this world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore,The world hates you.
在约翰福音15:18-19，他是这样说：世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
Or we could see in Matthew 16, verse 24, Then Jesus told his disciples, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
或者我们看一看马太福音16:24。于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
What Jesus says here is that there is a burden and a perceived shame and suffering that will come from the world if we were to truly follow him.
耶稣他这里他是说着，如果我们是真真正正的跟随他的话，我们也因为这样的样子，我们要背负这个世界加在我们身上的耻辱和苦难。
We must not be blind to the reality of the world we live in.
我们不能够对我们所存在的现实世界视而不变。
But as we see in point three, we should not be ashamed of the gospel.
但是就像第三点所讲的，我们不要以福音为耻。
Verse 16 and 17, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
就好像在第16、第17节这样讲，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能。要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来。这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Understanding full well that Christians might feel the weight of being shamed, Paul boldly proclaims the opposite.
其实保罗他自己很明白。作为基督徒，很多时候都会感觉到耻辱，所以保罗仍然是很大胆的去宣讲，并且他这样去做。
I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Why?
我不以福音为耻。我不以福音为耻。为什么？
Because Paul believes fully in the power of the gospel.
因为保罗他是完完全全去相信福音的大能。
Yes, the gospel is offensive because it has the audacity to say to the world that you are a sinner and that you are not God and that the only way of salvation is through Jesus Christ.
没错，这个世界他很不喜欢福音的，因为这个福音很大胆，他告诉你你是一个罪人，你不是神啊， 而且唯一嘅拯救系要透过耶稣基督。
But contrary to what the world says, the gospel is not something that people made up so that they could control power or to be oppressive or to condemn or shame or humiliate people.
但系同呢个世界所讲嘅啱啱相反，福音并唔系有啲人老作出嚟，谂住要嚟去控制佢哋嘅权力，去欺压其他嘅人，或者系去谴责啊，去羞辱啊，去耻笑其他人。
The gospel is not here to condemn, but to save.
福音嘅存在并唔系为咗要去谴责，而系为咗要去拯救。
It is not an expression of God's hatred for us, but of His love for us.
福音并唔系代表神对我哋嘅憎恨，佢系表达紧神对我哋嘅爱。
As we see in John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him.
就好似在约翰福音三章十六到十七节这样讲，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
Often we talk about God in the image of law and order.
好多时候我哋讲到神嘅时候咧，我哋都会谂起律例啊、秩序啊。
He is the judge who is completely righteous, and He is compelled to judge us for our sins.
佢就系嗰一位完全公义嘅大法官，所以佢系有呢个必要要去审判我哋嘅罪。
And as we have heard time and time again, our sin has caused a great chasm between us and God.
而我哋成日都听到，就系我哋嘅罪令到我哋同神之间出现咗一个鸿沟。
Not only do we see our relationship broken, but we have committed a great evil and wicked deed that can only be reconciled by the penalty of death.
而且唔单单系话我哋嘅关系破裂咁简单，我哋仲犯咗一个非常之大而且邪恶嘅罪，而呢一个罪亦都只能够用死去赎罪。
As sinners, when God looks down on us, all He can see is that we are covered in the filth of our sins.
作为一个罪人，当神望喺我哋身上面嘅时候，佢净系见到我哋全身都铺满晒罪污。
And as much as we scrub and wash and try to clean ourselves, we cannot.Clean our own selves.
而唔理我哋几努力咁样去洗啊，去擦啊，我哋都冇办法洗清楚我哋嘅罪疚。
And so we see the whole Old Testament, the sacrificial system was a way designed to cover us from our sins.
所以我哋呢度见到喺旧约当中，佢有一个牺牲嘅系统，就系为咗要去掩盖我哋所犯落嘅罪。
But we know that it is only through the blood of Jesus that our sins are not just covered.But completely washed away.
但系我哋都知道，只有透过耶稣基督嘅宝血，我哋嘅罪唔单单系被遮盖咁简单，而且系得以完全洗净。
So when God sees us now, He does not see our filth, but only the righteousness of Christ.
所以而家神佢望住我哋嘅时候，佢唔再系睇到我哋身上边嘅罪污，佢见到嘅系基督嘅公义。
The righteousness of God starts and it ends with faith.
神的公义它是以信心为始，它是以信心为终结。
And it is completely based on our faith.
是完完全全因着信。
Now, that is the saving power of Jesus Christ.
这个就是基督的拯救能力。
That is the free gift of grace that each and every one of us have been offered, by the death of Christ.
而呢一个就系耶稣基督食住佢自己嘅死，带俾我哋每一个人嘅恩典。
So today the cross is not a source of shame because Jesus died an excruciating death.
所以今日对于我哋嚟讲，十字架并唔会为我哋带嚟耻辱嘅，因为佢代表住耶稣为着我哋忍受住极大嘅痛苦而死。
Rather, the cross is a source of joy.
而相反，对于我哋嚟讲，其实十字架系我哋快乐嘅泉源。
It is a reminder that Jesus died an excruciating death for me.
而佢呢个十字架亦都提醒咗我，耶稣佢嘅死系为着我嘅。
And also for you.
而且亦都系为咗你。
Through his death and ultimately his resurrection, we are saved.
我哋因着佢嘅死，仲有佢死后嘅复活，我哋亦都可以得救。
And by his wounds, we are healed.
而藉着佢所受嘅伤，我哋得到医治。
Brothers and sisters, when it comes to our thoughts on the gospel, I think we should focus less on our own feelings of what it might offend the world, but rather we should focus on the power of the gospel to save.
各位弟兄姊妹啊，当我哋谂起福音嘅时候，我哋唔好咁着重到底会唔会伤害到其他人嘅感受。我哋应该要去着眼于呢个福音，佢有呢个拯救人嘅能力啊。
We must remember how once we too were dead in our own sins.
我哋要记住，曾经我哋都死喺自己嘅罪里边。
How we were lost and without hope, and we were destined to an eternity of punishment.
我哋以前都系迷失嘅，冇指望嘅。我哋原先都系注定要落入永远嘅刑罚当中。
We must remember a time when we were not a Christian and how the gospel saved us and forever changed our lives.
你要想翻一下，你未成为基督徒以前，福音佢点样拯救你？点样永远咁去改变咗你嘅生命？
Remember how you received this gift of grace and found that your relationship with the Lord was restored.
要想翻一下，你系点样接受到福音呢一份礼物？点样重新修复你同神之间嘅关系？
How you were unable to save yourself, and so Jesus died that you might be saved.
要记得你自己冇办法拯救你自己，以至于基督耶稣要为咗拯救你而去死。
Like Paul, we should not be ashamed of the gospel, for we know it has the power to save.
所以我哋系唔应该以福音为耻，因为我哋知道福音佢真系有拯救嘅能力。
It has saved me, and it has saved you.
福音拯救咗我。亦都拯救咗你。
Let us then not hold it to ourselves, but be challenged to share openly and eagerly with the world.
即系让我哋唔好将我哋嘅福音收收埋埋，我哋要好勇敢嘅，我哋要好迫切嘅将呢个福音去传扬开去。
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen.
Now, gracious and loving Father, we thank you this morning for the reminder of the saving work of the gospel.We thank you, Lord, that you have loved us so much that you sent your Son to die on the cross for our sins and to be resurrected and conquer sin and death. We pray, Lord, that we do not try to earn our salvation or to pay you back, but that we can freely accept the gift you have given to us. But Lord, help us in our duty, in our obligation to bring this news to all those who have not yet believed, to those who have not yet called upon your name, that we are able to be bold in our proclamation of the gospel. We thank you, Lord. We pray all this in your precious and wonderful and holy name. Amen.
Amen.